You are listening to WYTF's Morning Edition. I'm Tim Lambert. Good morning. For more than two decades, the Berks County Residential Center has been the home to people seeking asylum in the U.S. At one time, the facility in Bern Township was one of three places in the country where families with children were detained. It has long attracted the attention of protesters and immigration advocates, but now the federal government is shutting it down. To help put the history of the facility and what its closing will mean into context, we're going to check in with former WYTF reporter Anthony Orozco.
Hey, good morning.
Anthony, you've reported on the debate around the center for several years, first at the Reading Eagle and then with WYTF. So let's start with this. What purpose did it serve?
So this started in actually the 90s, a connection between Berks County and what was then INS, precursor to ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Berks County detained juvenile undocumented immigrants. This is where the relationship between the federal government and Berks County really began. They came up with this agreement to have a center completely dedicated to immigrant detention, and they used an annexed building from a assisted living center. In 2001, they opened the center and officially began holding people, particularly families.
So the next question would be, how did the center's mission evolve over the years?
Berks County was one of only three family detention centers across the country. The other two were located in Texas. If I remember correctly, it was planted here because it was close to the Philadelphia field office. So it wasn't even located in Berks County because, say, it was close to the locations that these asylum seekers were ultimately looking to be relocated in, like New York or New Jersey or anywhere else across the Eastern Seaboard. And also the practice of detaining families attracts certain challenges. So how are the children being treated? Where are they being treated? How are they being housed? Both sexes were being detained in this center. So you had adult men and adult women with children who they were not related to down the hall. So the intermingling of adults and children and certifications that come with that, the state has to certify centers that house and educate children. All of that really complicated it for the Berks County Detention Center.
Why did it attract the attention of immigration advocates who pushed for its closure all these years?
The Berks County Residential Center attracted the fervor and opposition of immigrant advocates because it housed families. Many of these advocates believe that asylum-seeking families, women, children, adult males with their own children, fathers, should be given their day in court, but not detained inside of a building. So they call it a residential center. The advocates call it a prison. You know, semantics may be what they are, but you certainly could not leave these detention centers. So to immigrant advocates, this was a prison for children and parents.
So Anthony, adding another layer to this issue, in recent years, allegations of abuse and neglect surfaced. Can you go over some of them for us?
So there was a medical facility within the Berks County Residential Center. There were myriad claims and accusations that people who had illnesses were neglected and not treated, not tended to at the medical center. Also, there is a completely proven and adjudicated case of a staffer who pled guilty to institutional sexual abuse of a 19-year-old mother who came from Central America with her child while in the facility. That person pled guilty and served prison time. And actually, the prison time that they served was less than many of the asylum-seeking families who were held in the detention center itself.
So why is the center closing now?
Federal officials aren't saying that they've had a change in policy, you know, a wide-ranging change in policy. Really is what they're saying is that this facility, this particular facility, is just not operationally efficient, and that they are looking at transferring people being held there. Now, there are immigrant advocates who are right now working to get the remaining women out of the Berks County Detention Center, but it's still yet to be seen what is the future of the people who would be or are being held there at the Berks County Detention Center.
I've been talking with former WITF reporter Anthony Orozco about the decision to shutter the Berks County Residential Center in Bern Township. Anthony, thanks for taking the time and for your insights today.
Thank you.